independent investigations into police use of force, providing drivers with a paper trail of which officer pulled them over, and the reason for the stop. These are just some of the things the Buffalo Police Advisory Board wants to see required in the city of Buffalo. Dejon Hall is a member of the board, which was created in 2017.
Everything that we are proposing is directly born from the level of tension and energy we have seen around the city. People are taking to the streets calling for accountability. We wanted to make sure that we had some genuine policy that gets to the root of those issues.
Both Hall and the co-chair of the board, Aaron Carman, say they applaud Mayor Byron Brown for recently announcing a ban on chokeholds, but don't feel it should stop there.
Those are requiring de-escalation prior to use of force, requiring a warning before shooting, requiring another present officer to intervene, mandating a comprehensive report of other police officers' actions or arrests that include use of force.
They released their recommendations the morning after two Buffalo police officers pushed 75-year-old protester Martin Gugino to the ground outside City Hall. However, board members say they've been crafting the list for months, and it's not just about Gugino. They mention the alleged Buffalo police beatings of Quentin Suttles and Shaquan Brody, as well as protester Miles Carter, who was tackled and arrested while giving a TV news interview. Hall says while the pushing of Gugino, and of course the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, have given renewed attention to the issue, Buffalo groups have been calling for reform for a long time.
The only thing that's new, at least from my view, and I'm not speaking on behalf of the board when I say this, is the responsiveness of elected officials. I think this is the first time I can recall since graduating law school back in 2016 that I've heard local officials say that they were open to seriously engaging in these sort of ideas.
The board says they'll be releasing even more specific recommendations sometime this week. Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.